A grammar school in Guernsey has scrapped the traditional positions of head boy and head girl to replace them with more gender-neutral terms. The student body is now led by a chair, vice chairperson, and a student voice leadership group. The head teacher says she sees the change as more inclusive. I've been speaking to the commentators Angela Epstein and Emma Wolfe. I began by asking Angela what she thought of this.
I think it's a lousy idea. I mean, I'm getting heartily sick of the way the issue, the highly sensitised approach to gender neutrality and gender neutral positions is infiltrating seemingly every aspect of life. You know, let me start by saying I absolutely have every sympathy with somebody who has very serious issues with confusion over their gender and needs to seek help over that. But let's park that for a moment and look at the fact that head boys and head girls, sort of, they're established to be some kind of leader or ambassador or hopefully a role model for the rest of the year. And boys and girls, like mums and dads, when it comes to parenting, bring different things to the table. This is not about stereotyping. Actually, if it's a mixed school, then, you know, the head boy and head girl can be a good blend because they can bring different aspects of their personalities together. We're not talking about the cut and thrust of the business world where, you know, obviously there needs to be a meritocracy, and I don't believe in female quotas.
Yeah, but you are talking, aren't you, that if there is someone who has this experience with their gender, and if they were to get into that head position, then the title doesn't fit them.
Yes, but we're talking about accommodating a tiny minority, a tiny, tiny minority, which has been fueled by this kind of overreactive response to it. It's becoming almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, and cutting away with the majority. And I don't think that's fair, and I don't see why that has to happen. You know, this headmistress is hopes that she'll destroy stereotypical gender roles. Having a head boy and head girl is not destroying stereotypical gender roles. They have different positions. They do different things. They bring, as I say, different aspects of their personality, their gender, their background to the table. And I'm absolutely sick and tired of something as innocuous as being head boy and head girl in a school that has to be, as I said, infiltrated by what's becoming a highly politicised issue. Let kids be kids. And for that tiny minority, yes, of course, seek the help that they need, and that's absolutely critical. But why does everything have to be knuckled by this overwhelming debate all the time?
Emma?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with making it gender neutral. When, I mean, we call teachers, headmistresses and headmasters, head teachers for a very long time. And Angela's right that it's a minority of people who identify in the gender-neutral category. But I don't actually think there's anything wrong with that leadership role being gender-blind in a way. I don't think it's actually going to work. And interestingly, I spoke to a friend of mine who is a head teacher, a woman who is a head teacher in a school in London, and she said it is always, in a mixed-gender school, she said it is always the boys that put themselves forward. So I actually think this asks interesting questions, actually, about leadership and about gender identity and about stereotypes, and perhaps will encourage girls to put themselves forward more when it's not so relentlessly focused on their gender.
But is it relentlessly focused on gender? It's a title that, head boy, head girl, it rolls off her tongue. It's not, there's nothing relentless about it, is there?
But why do girls then not put themselves forward for that leadership role?
What do you mean?
When you have a mixed, you know, co-educational school, why do girls not put themselves forward for that role? Why do they not run for leadership of school councils and things like that? It's about lessening those gender differences, making that less stark, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Angela?
I'm completely confused by this. If there's an issue with girls not putting themselves forward, and then we make this a gender-neutral position, then you're giving even greater scope for girls not having an opportunity to have some kind of key role within the school community, because suddenly, obviously, with head girls, boys can't apply for that position. So if there's a gender-neutral agenda, if that makes sense, then suddenly the girls who are being held back because of their biology or social engineering, or call it what you will, there's even less chance of them having some kind of impact.
And by the way, in this school that we're talking about, the grammar school in Guernsey, after they got rid of the head boy and head girl title, to more gender-neutral terms, two boys took the two senior roles this year.
Yeah, and that's why. And that's why I said it didn't actually work, but I do think that it's raising interesting questions. I'm not sure why you're confused. What I'm saying is that when you make it less focused on head girl, head boy, on their actual gender, you then make it about a leadership role. You make them about them as a person, not about them leading girls or being a feminist or any of those things.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm confused, because you've just said it doesn't work. It clearly hasn't worked. So,
in this case.
Well, what's to say that this isn't a snapshot of how it would be in other schools? I mean, we are trying to do a paint-by-numbers approach, and, I mean, all the clichés about making the cap fit, and we're trying to create and squeeze...
Society is evolving.
We're trying to squeeze a political narrative into something as innocuous as the head boy and head girl role at school. And I think that's quite different from saying head teacher, because the thing is with head teacher, there's only one head of the school, and they are a teacher and they are the head of all the teachers. That makes sense. The issue is here that traditionally, we've not got a headmaster and headmistress, not two people doing the job. Traditionally, there has been a head boy and a head girl, and that blend has brought together and represented the needs of two very, often very different sectors of the school community. The needs of girls at school are quite different from the needs of boys, as well as all the things that they
right.
share.
Well, let's say them a reply.
Interest.
No, I don't think they'd have to be different. Why do those needs have to be different?
For the reasons I've just said.
Why should a head girl do anything differently to a head boy? Why do we have to constantly
focus? The reasons
focus?
I've just said.
Which are
that girls have potentially different needs. They had.
I've just asked what they are.
Well, they may be more sensitive. They may be more interested.
Well, there we go. We're falling back on these gender stereotypes again. And that's exactly what I'm saying.
Biology doesn't make us unequal. It just makes us different. And I know myself, having been a schoolgirl and mixed with schoolboys, I'm also the mother of a daughter and boys. They can have very different, nuanced.
Yeah, but Angela, what Emma's saying is we need to push
girls
more
early on.
I'm not
stereotyping girls from early on.
You're stereotyping me for having the temerity to point out something which you don't agree with, and that is that if you were to take a straw poll, often girls can be either more sensitive, they are hormonally driven by certain things that don't affect boys. Boys don't have periods, for goodness sake. I mean, there are different things that may reflect the way they behave in...
Sorry, I do not agree that girls are more sensitive than boys. I know that's a different argument, but no, that's simply not true.